From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series on Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This epistle sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll hear a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 66 and verse 20. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer. In looking back on the character of our prayers, if we do it honestly, we shall be filled with wonder that God has ever answered them. There may be some who think their prayers worthy of acceptance, as the Pharisee did, but the true Christian, in a more enlightened retrospect, weeps over his prayers, and if he could retrace his steps, he would desire to pray more earnestly. Remember, Christian, how cold thy prayers have been. When in thy closet thou shouldst have wrestled as Jacob did, but instead thy petitions have been faint and few, far removed from that humble, believing, persevering faith which cries, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Yet, wonderful to say, God has heard these cold prayers of thine, and not only heard, but answered them. Reflect also how unfrequent have been thy prayers, unless thou hast been in trouble, and then thou hast gone often to the mercy seat. But when deliverance has come, where has been thy constant supplication? Yet, notwithstanding thou hast ceased to pray as once thou didst, God has not ceased to bless. When thou hast neglected the mercy seat, God has not deserted it, but the bright light of the Shekinah has always been visible between the wings of the cherubim. Oh, it is marvelous that the Lord should regard those intermittent spasms of importunity which come and go with our necessities. What a God is he thus to hear the prayers of those who come to him when they have pressing wants, but neglect him when they have received a mercy, who approach him when they are forced to come, but who almost forget to address him when mercies are plentiful and sorrows are few. Let his gracious kindness in hearing such prayers touch our hearts, so that we may henceforth be found praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Save me such confiding, for not
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've made mention of Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does a good God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips are available on the ltbsradio.com website. But in addition, we're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. The current message is called A Worthy Goal for Every Year. And although it was preached on New Year's Day of 2006, its truths are applicable every day of every year. The text is chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, Paul's prayer for the Colossian believers. In expounding this marvelous prayer, Dr. Cairns has been setting forth a series of goals which ought to characterize the life of every child of God. He has emphasized the need for progress in the Christian life. In addition, there is the seeking after the fullness which God desires for His people, such as fullness of assurance and fullness of joy. Then Paul prayed that those believers might live holy lives, separated from the wickedness all around them. He desired them to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. In other words, the chief end of the Christian's life should be to live in the center of God's will, pleasing the Lord rather than men. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
God's goal for us individually and as a church is progress. God's goal for us individually and as a church is fullness. And God's goal for us individually and as a church is holiness. And you'll see how he sets this goal before us in three major areas, and I will have time only to sketch them out. He speaks first of the will of God, that ye might be filled with the full or developed or mature knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Or as I think the text would indicate, we could switch where spiritual is, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What's he saying here? The discovery of God's will, that's what we must know. We must know what it is. And then conformity to God's will. I repeat a quotation, or as near as I can remember to it being a quotation, from Dr. Bob Jr. He used to say that God does not reveal his will to people in order for them to question it. God does not reveal his will to us to speculate upon. God does not reveal his will to us to argue about. God reveals his will to us to obey it, to fulfill it. The discovery of God's will, that you might be filled with this knowledge, and conformity to God's will in all that follows, in bringing it out in our lives. Particularly notice the terms, be filled with the knowledge of his will. The fullness of the knowledge of God's will is a fullness of the knowledge not of his secret purpose, not of his eternal decree. There's an awful lot of foolish people running around trying to poke their nose into the secret counsel of the eternal God. That he has such a counsel, I am delighted to acknowledge and to preach. That we are saved as the result of that counsel, I am delighted to proclaim. But I think that the warning of the old Irish Articles of Religion, put out by the Irish Puritan Church, the Reformed Church under Archbishop Usher, having been the first British creed really to give such attention to God's eternal decree, then they issued the warning against the folly of people seeking to dwell so much on God's secret predestination that they think they can peer into it. You can't. That's his business. Dr. Paisley used to say when people got so worried about the secret of God's predestinating purpose, he used to say, and I never forgot this coming to me as a young man, not, I have to say, that I had made that mistake, but I heard him say it. He said, son, you just mind your own business and leave it to God to mind his. And that was very good advice indeed. Because we have in Scripture the revealed will of God. The revealed will of God. And we're to know it. We're to have a mature knowledge of the revealed will of God. We're to have a full and a comprehensive knowledge of the revealed will of God. Where do you find God's revealed will? In the law and in the gospel. Now, I've brought together two terms there that are absolutely fundamental to the whole biblical revelation. If you go back to Martin Luther, not saying it originated with him, far from it, but if you go back to Martin Luther and then on to John Calvin and all the other great reformers and to the great Protestant confessions, you will find that the understanding of Scripture is basically a proper grasp of the relation of law to gospel. We are to know both as God relates them. But I want you to see this. You're to have such a knowledge of God's Word. You're to be filled with a mature knowledge of God's Word, God's revealed will, that you can take that Word and from that Word know what God would have you to do. We live in an age of moral dilemmas. We live in an age of the ambiguous, where it appears nothing's black or white anymore. Nothing's right or wrong anymore. Of course it is. But we live in an age when deliberately these lines have been blurred. And if you're going to be waylaid by the relativism of the age in which we live, you'll make a complete fiasco of life. But get a grip of God's Word. Get such a grip of this book that you know what it says on the issues. And what issues we have to face as we enter a new year? We're still living in a nation that, by law, murders infants by the million. We're still living in such a country. We're living in a country that is drifting more and more to the position that Britain is now in, where it officially sanctions sodomite marriage. We have states in the United States that have reached that hellish depth. We're living in a country where more and more the culture of death is being accepted as normal, and soon you will reach the place where you'll be afraid to go to many a doctor, not knowing whether he's going to heal you or whether he's going to kill you. That's the country we're living in. Now, it doesn't matter really what I think about it. It doesn't matter what you think about it. What does that book say about it? Do you know what it says about it? Could you give an answer if asked what it says about it? Know God's Word for the direction of His will. Of course, this refers also, being filled with the knowledge of His will, to the particular will of God in directing your life. I know that it has become popular among many fundamentalists to believe in a sort of species of Christian deism, where God has started you in your way, and he settles back, and you just go on, and as long as you live morally and according to the commandments, it doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or a mail carrier or a garbage collector or a shop assistant. Now, don't get me wrong, you can serve God in all those areas. But if God hasn't called you to the ministry, you ought not to be a preacher. I don't care what your talents are. I believe in knowing the will of God for this. Every preacher I find in Scripture is one who had God's will to be such. Know the will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells you how to reach there, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And let me say this to you young people. You're living in a day when the devil has you blinded. Well, he's trying to blind you. Let's say he has you blinded. Trying to blind you with the glitz and the glitter and the glamour. And the promise, the empty promise of this foolish and filthy world. Just think back to last night, New Year's Eve. If you ever wanted to see the absolute emptiness, the stupidity of this world, just think of how the world saw it an old year and saw it a new year. You had tens of thousands of people in the streets of New York in Times Square just an excuse to get drunk, party. All they can do is glorify a bunch of rock stars, most of whom are booze-swilling, drug-taking, adulterous, lecherous, filthy, ungodly, the scum of all the earth. Now, I'm trying to work to make myself clear. I'm trying to learn to speak a little more strongly than I usually do. I want you to see, this is what's now being set before you. And you young people, they'll stand up there in the glitter. Now, I'm going to be very blunt. If it offends you, stuff your ears with your fingers now. You can take a prostitute and you can put her in a sequin dress. Doesn't change the filthy flesh that's underneath. And that's what you're looking at in the world. And that's what the devil uses to lure you on. To what? To what? Let me tell you, what is good, what is acceptable, what is perfect, is the will of God. And you, Paul says, should prove that for yourself. It's God's will. He speaks of your walk before God in a manner that's worthy of him. Now, I'm going to again examine you as I examine me. You're a Christian. You say, I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, are you walking in a manner that is worthy of him? Unto all pleasing, that is in a manner and with a view to pleasing him in all things. Pleasing him in your private life when there's not an eye upon you. Pleasing him in your home life. Pleasing him in your business life. Pleasing him in your words, your thoughts, your actions. Pleasing God in every area. Contrast what Paul says later in this epistle in chapter 3, verse 22. Where he says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers. And the word men pleasers is the same root as this word that we are looking at now, pleasing him in all things. The men pleasers can mean putting on a show. And that's not what you're to do. Hypocrisy is the enemy of Christianity. But the word in classical Greek usage is interesting. This men pleasers has the idea of cravenly bowing before someone, giving obsequious obedience to someone. And the command is, don't cower before the world. Don't play the coward. Don't bow the knee to the world. But set out by the grace of God this year and each year, this day and each day, set out to please God in Christ in every area. No matter what the world may think, or no matter what the world may say.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.